Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Grand Rising, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Female Solution. I'm Naima Latif, and we are about to join our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we'll be right back after this quick message, so we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after this quick break, so please stay with us, and if you want to participate in this conversation, give us a call. 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll gladly add you to a conversation you don't want to miss. We're planning a future that makes a lot of sense if we're willing to change our thoughts. How would you like to live in a moneyless society where all your needs were taken care of and it cost you nothing? Well, we'll show you how. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we both be in thought
and we'll be joined by our co-host, Teresa E. And we want you to call in 515-205-9365. Press 1 to ready to speak. And, of course, we'll give you an opportunity to share your views. As always, we appreciate
National
your
leadership
input.
Council,
internship,
and
today,
leadership development council, the
we
Think
are
Tank,
collectively
Family
creating
Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Unmuted.
And I believe we are now joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and the American Muslim 360 family. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Naima, and wa juma mubarak, pardon, and wa Ramadan mubarak. May we all have a blessed Ramadan, and we pray Allah's peace upon all of us. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. It's good to hear your voice this morning. Praise be on this 21st day of the Ramadan fast. Praise be to Allah.
Yes. It's been a wonderful Ramadan fast for me, and definitely a time of spiritual insight. And this is a time that we thought perhaps it's ready. We're ready for a new concept of living. We've been talking about this for a while. We've been building the website to actually make it happen. And we had a conversation with one of our guests this past Monday, which kind of let me know that perhaps it's time for us to bring this idea forward. And I always like to create new things on my birthday, which is April 15th. And so after many years of working at developing a system that people can actually practically use in a very real sense, we're ready to launch the website. And it's called SERVICE, which stands for Sharing Earth Resources, Voluntarily Implementing Creative Exchange. Now, the whole purpose of this is to lay the foundation to ultimately graduate to a moneyless society where everybody gets what they need, no one's suffering, and everybody is a valuable member of society. It's very simple. But we want to work out the process today so that we can examine the mindset that we need to change in ourselves that would make it possible for us to simply live in peace. And we had a wonderful guest this past Monday on our host Zelda's show. He has been very instrumental in bringing forth healing techniques that are holistic and take into account that when we are in balance with the earth, then we are in physical good condition. The earth is here to support us. Food systems, the food growing process is a natural process. You don't have to beat up the earth to make it grow things for you. It grows naturally. The sun shines naturally. Rainwater falls naturally. The earth is here for everything we need, whether it's food for, whether it's plants for food or plants for medicine, to repair our bodies. The earth is here to grow all kinds of plants that we need for our shelter. We also have all the other elements of stone and rock and all the other things that if we want to build something to shield us from the earth's environment during inclement weather or colder weather that we may need to shield ourselves from. And there's so much technology that we would have at our disposal if we would just simply share knowledge and if our schools were really designed to explore our environment and discover as opposed to indoctrinate people on false concepts. So this idea of service works very simply. It's just a matter of looking at the some 8 billion people on the planet and having the intention to make sure everybody has food, clothing, shelter, and drinkable water, and to make sure that everybody, or give everybody an opportunity to participate as a contributing member of the society. So your needs are met automatically in terms of food by those people who are the food growers. Now that means you have to have a system where people are able to grow food in all the available land, to nurture that land and make it possible to sustain life with growing healthy things. And also respecting what Mother Earth is putting forth in terms of plants that we are sometimes ignorant are meant to heal Mother Earth and supply nutrients as well as provide healing nutrients for us. So we need to study what the earth is giving us and then assist the earth in bringing forth that which we would desire. And all areas of the earth are available for some type of food growing. And those areas of desert that are not, and there are historical reasons why they have become desert, but for those that are not, then we understand that people who are living in those areas would probably need to import food from those who are food growers. Now, you also have the need for shelter. Everybody gets the shelter that they need from those who are the shelter builders in the society. Whatever it is that you use to build your shelter based on the substances in the area where you live, you know, the elements that you use, whether it's a grass hut or a high-rise building, you're able to have the shelter that's appropriate for your environment because there are people who do that. People who provide clothing. Well, of course, everyone would be clothed because of the people who provide the clothing. Out of whatever materials are used in your environment or imported from somewhere else. And then, of course, drinkable water. Well, you know, some areas of the earth need to have water imported in while the existing water is either purified or discovered under the ground with well digging. But either way, we just simply make sure everybody has what they need. And then everybody gets an opportunity to participate in the process of providing for the collective body. Whatever their skill, whatever their talent, whatever their interest, they're enabled to do that. They're given the education. They're given the training because their purpose is to contribute to the collective. So there is no need for any money. You simply do the work that you do. You receive what you desire. And if you want more of anything, you simply give more service. And you are rewarded by receiving more of that which you desire. So it's a very simple concept. And we know that people on earth have been conditioned to live in fear and suspicion of each other. So the first thing is, well, that's a good idea, but nobody will do that. Okay, well, that might be true. You might not get everybody to do it, but you have at least 10 friends who are willing to do a service exchange program with you. And that's where we're starting with this website, giving people a chance to interact with a group of people that they know, like, and trust, and you supply each other's needs. There's no money exchange, but you do enrich each other because you provide with each other's needs. And it doesn't have to be a direct exchange. Like if you have a friend who does clothing design and manufacturing, and you have another friend that computers, well, and perhaps you're a person who cooks, and maybe you provide baked goods. Well, you can provide baked goods to the person who does the computer work, and they record what you have provided in terms of what we have designated as service points. So you're basically just recording what you do for someone else, but that has value to use for what you want with this other person, because you're all helping each other. So because you help the computer person with your baked goods that they wanted maybe one of your apple pies, and you wanted clothing from your clothing person, well, they give you the clothing because you help the computer person. So because you're all in the same group, you're simply exchanging services and keeping track of the service that you did to someone in the group, and that is exchangeable for everybody else in the group. So that's the concept. And because you're working with people that you know, like, and trust, you can do that, and there's no conflict because you all are choosing to honor this system because you know, like, and trust each other. They could be your fraternity group, your church group, your group at the mosque, your block club. If you have a cohesive family, your family. Sometimes family, though, you know, you have people who have different attitudes, and sometimes family isn't always familial. But if you have the kind of family where you can work together on a project and actually do this and not argue and end up fighting, then it could work. Because the idea is change the mindset that we have about everybody getting what they need and everybody being of equal value. So the way service is measured is according to time. Everybody's time is worth the same thing. Whether I'm giving you an hour's worth of hair cutting services and you're giving me an hour's worth of, you know, lawn care service, it's still the same hour. So if I can understand the concept of everybody being of equal value, everybody's time being of equal value, then I can respect what you do, and you can respect what I do. And whatever we choose to contribute to the collective in terms of our skills, it is valued. And everybody deserves to be able to have food, clothing, and shelter. So that being the case, nobody needs to be homeless or starving anywhere in the world, because the earth supports us for absolutely free if we simply put in a little bit of effort to nurture the earth and allow Mother Earth to feed us. and clothe us and shelter us with all that's provided. The only thing that needs correction is our minds, the way we think. And because we've been conditioned over the centuries and centuries of time to think in terms of selfishness and fear-based and conflict-based structures in our society, we create the suffering that we are experiencing. And now that we're sick enough of seeing ourselves kill ourselves, rob from ourselves, deprive ourselves, we're sick of suffering, now we're ready for higher consciousness and live like higher evolved beings and simply share. These among us can do it. And we're claiming to be the higher evolved species, and yet we can't do what a beehive can do, then we're not higher evolved than the insects. Not until we can do what they do, which is simply share and everybody contribute to the society. So that's what this system is. So we want to talk about that today and examine our thinking that makes this difficult. And how do we change the mindset to do something that is right here in our capabilities of doing if we simply choose to do it? So that's our topic today, and we certainly are looking forward to an open mind, because that's what it takes, to open the mind and realize that our solution to all of our problems has always been in our own hands, and it's always been in our own power to initiate. The only thing we needed to ever change was our mind. Today we're going to work on changing that mind so we can live according to a simple system of service. So, Brother Kareem, what are your thoughts?
First off, praise be to Almighty God, Allah, alhamdulillah. What you are presenting is a system that has been around for ages, for a long time.
Absolutely.
And that system is called, for a long time, before what we call currency.
Absolutely.
The bartering, there's a system called bartering, the bartering system. It's very ancient. It's been around a long time, and people have progressed and made great advancement through bartering system. It's called a service in kind. And it requires you definitely. You are correct. It definitely requires a correction of our thinking, praise be to Allah, of our thinking for such a system to work. The idea of sharing has to be at the center of it.
Yes.
And also, human beings, we are competitive. We are competitive. Competition brings about a greater result. Now, Almighty God has said to us in the Quran, he suggests to us competition. He says to us, go as in a race toward all that is good. So race, it points to compete. But the deciding factor is compete toward all that is good. You know, compete toward all that is good. If you provide, let's say, health service, service in the health field, and I provide a service for optometry, well, the advances that I make in that field should be very productive if I'm aiming for all that is good and I'm competing for every competing with everyone that is doing good. So that competition and the sharing and compete for all that is good is what will make such a system possible. But Almighty God says to us in the Quran that man leans to his own disposition, to his own disposition. And dominance and oppression has been a tool used to withhold sustenance from each other, wanting to be dominant or want control in any field. The object is sharing, being willing to share what Allah has blessed you with. And you are correct. The earth supplies all of our needs, everything that we need. Allah has said that he has given everything its provisions. He has put everything in place for those things that provide for us our existence. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. But man leans to his own disposition. The desire for a dominance and oppression is what leads to not sharing, hoarding, undermining each other. So it can happen, and I will not say that it will not happen, for we are promised in the end a life that is described as paradise. So these are not just wistful thinking, just something that's just thought of and is just a aberration. No, this is reality. Man can reach that point whereby we share with each other over the whole earth and we compete toward all that is good. The bartering system is an excellent system, and service in kind is an excellent system. But I agree with you. We have to change our way of thinking. Almighty God revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, and he said to us, seek by the means available to you the home of the hereafter, but do not neglect your share of this material world.
Right.
Now, that statement is aimed at the rich. It's aimed at those that have an abundance, that do not neglect your share. Now, your share is not my share and half of the country's share. You have more than your share. Be mindful of your share, and that the share that you have of others, that is due them. So do not neglect your share. You have your share and everyone else's share, you know? Especially now we can say that there's a small group of people that possess more wealth than almost anyone on the earth. They have their share plus everyone else's share.
Plus everybody else's.
Let me give you an example of a man that understands this. He is very expert in investing. Everyone looks to him, and that is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett. But this man have approved a huge sum, a lot of wealth, and he has donated those billions to the Bill and Melinda Foundation among the needy. And he was asked, why would you give away all of that wealth, all of that money, His answer was, because I want to make paradise.
Ooh.
I want to make paradise. There's a good example right there, a living example of there are people that will go as in a race toward all that is good, but we have to be willing to share, to share. And an hour is an hour. An hour is 60 seconds. An hour is valuable in whatever task you are involved in.
Absolutely.
Whatever task you are involved in, there's value in that time and in that hour. It's not just the value of the product that you are working on. You are spending something that you can never retrieve, and that is time. Time is wealth. Be willing to share that valuable time, that valuable production with others. So I'm looking forward to a very lively, very thought-provoking discussion this morning concerning bartering, being willing to share, and competing toward all that is good. You know, we see this war on the front pages of between Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine have vast amounts of natural gas, and when and the Soviet Union had control over Ukraine and the natural gas. When Ukraine separated from the Soviet Union, that natural gas, they took it with them. And they were providing heating fuel for a vast amount of the continent of Europe. So here's a resource that can be shared, and not just hoarded and used to oppress and dominate people. But we have to change our hearts first. Change our hearts, and then our mind will follow.
That's where it starts. Well, you know, you come up with an excellent example of what happens when we do things out of force, or if people do things out of selfishness. You won't share, so I have to take. I mean, isn't that really the reason why we see robberies coming from people who are poor or don't have? They feel like, well, since you won't share, I'll just take. And so if they take what people will not willingly share, then we throw them in jail and we don't deal with the issue of why were they stealing in the first place. It's because we would not share. And it, on a larger scale, then you see what happens when a nation does that. Well, we want what you have. You won't just give it to us. We're just going to come in there and kill you and take it. Isn't that what all wars are basically about? It's robbery on a larger scale. So, like you say, we have to change the... Anyway, we got to go to a quick break, but we'll be back. And we want you all to weigh in, because as soon as we can comprehend that it's us that is keeping us from excelling, and all we have to do is change our heart, we can have the paradise that this earth was meant to be. But we got to see ourselves in the mirror first and see, are we willing to see our neighbor as ourselves and worth just as much as we are worth, even if what they do is different than what we do? Are we able to see everybody on the planet as worthy of basic necessities of food, clothing, and shelter? And are we willing to just share? We'll talk about it when we come back. And again, if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891, and press 1 so our host can see you have something to say. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Mm-hmm. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not you use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch the Media Connection.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And as always, we appreciate you for joining this morning think tank. And today, we really want you to think, because it's time for a change. It's time for us to think differently. And so, as we bring our co-host back into the discussion, we invite you to call in 515-605-9825 or 515-605-9891 and press 1 so that we can get your thoughts on this topic. This Saturday, April 15th, we're launching the website that will give us an opportunity to, as much as possible, live without paying any money. Now, the wider your circle of friends who provide services, the less money you'll have to spend. We know we've had a society that uses bartering,
And we know that we have had a chance to see the results of the bartering system in our ancient times, before currency was a thing that was used. And we know that it is possible to get all that you need without spending money, if you have enough people in your inner circle that provide what you need. So what would happen if we stopped money and instead simply valued whatever member of the society, what every member of society contributed? We simply valued it enough so that they could automatically get the basic necessities they needed for survival. And of course, everyone contributes. Everyone is part of the system. Everybody does something for somebody so that we're always in a state of service. And that's why the acronym stands for Sharing Earth Resources, Voluntarily Implementing Creative Exchange. It means that we get to choose what we want to contribute. So instead of forcing children to spend 12 years learning absolutely useless information, our education would be geared toward giving them knowledge and developing the skill that they want to contribute to the society, as well as learning some things in our history that would help them understand the importance of why we're making this change. We do need to teach about the mistakes that we made and the lessons that we learned so that our children can understand the importance of living a different lifestyle. Yes, we had wars, and this is why people didn't share. People wanted to take what belonged to others. People didn't want to work. They wanted to make others work for them. People were not fair. People were not living according to love.
Unmuted.
And this is why it's necessary to change the way we think. So our education could very well teach children what happened and what we learned from the mistakes we made. And they could also be encouraged to contribute new ideas. Everything would be based on our intention for the well-being of others. Yes, you want to strive to be your best. You want to demonstrate your excellence, and that would be encouraged. And certainly, we wouldn't take away the incentive of people to put forth their best effort. As Brother Kareem spoke about it, we're encouraged to compete. We want to strive to be the best because each person striving makes the other person strive harder. That's the whole purpose of our sports competition. You ever watch a race, you know, and every year somebody wants to, for a while it was, can anybody run a mile less than 4 minutes? Well, once one person did it, now everybody wants to try to run a mile in the least amount of time as possible. Not only can you break the under 4 minute mark, but now let's see how much faster under that we can do without any enhancements. You know, no drugs. But it's a desire to always be better, and that's a great thing. And we want to encourage that. But certainly we should not have a society where we're purposely making some people of lesser value than others by depriving them of the opportunity to develop themselves. And that's what we've been doing for way too long, depriving people of knowledge so that we can feel smarter than them, depriving them of food, keeping them in a weakened state. Why would we do that? Why would we want someone to suffer? Keeping someone
from being able to have access to information so that they can make good decisions. Why would we want to do that? We're all created with unlimited potential. So allow each person to reach their potential, because what they're contributing is going to help the collective body of humanity. When one wins, we all win. When we have that mindset, then we can create a system in which everybody participates and everybody is valued and everybody gets what they need. So what do you think about that? We want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891, and press 1. And if you're already on our switchboard and have a thought, press 1. We'll open your mic and get your thought. And, of course, we do appreciate whatever thought you share, because collective minds are what create advancement and progress. So, Brother Kareem, let me know if you have anyone on your switchboard. You know, one of the reasons that I was encouraged or inspired to address this, the conversation that we had with our Monday guest, very brilliant young man, but it pointed out some of the ways that we think when it comes to valuing people. And we were talking about, well, you know, is it fair if I invested 4 years of my life to get a degree in some subject, and then I'm working that knowledge, that advanced knowledge, how can that be just as valuable as somebody who's simply sweeping a floor? I should be considered, my hour of service should be worth more than theirs. So that was the thought. And that's one of the things that creates the capitalist mentality. I'm more valuable than you. I should have more than you have. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting more. My thought is simply that put in more hours. Your hours are going to be worth the same amount of hours as this other person. Put in more hours to get what you want. Now, should you be upset if the person who sweeps the floor for 8 hours a day has the same size house that you have and you're performing brain surgery for 8 hours a day? Some people would not like that, but my thought is, why would you want the other person to have what you have simply because you feel that they didn't invest the time to gain the skill that you have invested, so therefore you should have more? So what is your thought on that?
You know, Naima, as I stated earlier, an hour is an hour.
Yeah.
An hour is 60 minutes.
Right.
It's the most, other than life itself, it is the most valuable property that we have. It's time.
Right.
Almighty God, in the Quran, there is a whole chapter that is titled Asra, or time, time. By the token of time through the ages, verily man is at loss, except such as have faith, do righteous deeds, and join in the mutual teaching of truth, and practice patience and consistency and constancy. So time is the most valuable element that we have. Time is actually our life. You can't get time back. That time is spent. So regardless of what task you are performing, you are spending a very valuable property. And that is our time. So the value of a thing is not always, you know, I might be cutting diamond or whatever, or mining gold, but I'm spending part of my life, I'm spending time. I'm taking away from myself, from my life, from my time, in service to others, in service to others. And we have to come into a sensitivity in order to be truly human. We have to be sensitive. The sensitive nature is what makes us human. We should want for our neighbor what we want for ourselves. Now,
we should.
That's not just the neighbor that's next door to you. Even countries are neighboring countries. See? They are neighboring countries. So being willing to share. On the continent of Africa, there is a substance called cobalt. Cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
Cobalt is the necessary element for this computer system, this high-tech system that we are in. The continent of Africa is one of the, if it's not the only, it is one of the very few places where cobalt is found.
Yeah.
Now, how can I say a system like that would help everyone if those on the continent of Africa is willing to share, and not those that come into that continent, war against the inhabitants.
Yes.
And enslave them, and being siphon off what other nations, what other countries, what other human beings need.
Yeah.
Need. Africa is the most richest continent on the earth. On the earth. So there is a profit to the whole earth if we can change our hearts and change our mindset and see that we are one species. We are one community. Umatin Wahida. The human being is one community.
One community, yes.
So that willingness to share. Matter of fact, if you look in the Webster's dictionary, look under look for the definition of species.
Mm.
You will see in one of the definitions is, guess what? Currency.
Mm.
So everyone has value. Everyone possesses currency. For us, us God-fearing, that currency is our time and our good efforts. The energy that we have, how will we spend the energy that we wake up with every day? How will we spend it? How will we invest the energy and the time that God has allotted us? So when it comes to value, time is a very valuable principle. So it's not a product. You are spending something that you can never get back, and you are investing your time for the betterment of the whole of humanity. We have a caller here on the switchboard. So I'm emphasizing the importance of time.
Yeah.
And sharing that time with others.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up the mic of area code 312-671. Assalamu alaikum. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Wa alaikum salam. Where you're in your shalom. We don't die, we multiply. It's back excellent and par excellent with God in your mind all the time. I'm glad I woke up with, as they say, with the Lord on my mind. And I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and I'm wise. This is Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago, Illinois. And how you doing, Brother Kareem?
I'm doing fine. No, I'm fair to middling. Remember that old statement, I'm fair to middling.
Fair to middling. Come on now.
Yes, sir. This is a historical day, and this is a historical time to remember, you know, a man called Harold, the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington in Chicago, was elected as the first African-American or black mayor of the city of Chicago. And then I think about, you know, time is life, business, and money, and then my mind flips back to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that we should use our time wisely and build around money, good homes, and friendships in all walks of life. And I'm spending my time like that. You know, I'm very thankful, and I can never be thankful to Allah, Ya Akbar, who is the creator of everybody and everything in all time, and everything is time. So I remember another beloved, I would say, spiritual man or godfather named Lou Palmer. And Lou Palmer, he said, "We shall see," in 1983. And on April the 12th, this is 40 years later, you know, we remembered Lou Palmer when he said that. And that was, you know, a time before. And then I thought about right down to the modern time. We got 40 years later. I used to tell brothers and sisters about Lou Palmer from WVON had made those statements concerning Mayor Harold Lee Washington. And so I had an opportunity to share the same ideology that brothers and sisters that didn't believe that Brandon Johnson was going to win in 2023. And I told him, I said, "We shall see. 2023, how it's going to be." And I told him that Brandon Johnson was going to win. The reason why I told him is because he has a spiritual number, which is 277, and also a business number in his name. And my baby brother, Stanley Rich Martin, I have to give him a shout out too, because he taught me about the numbers. That's where I got it from, Sister Naima, my baby brother. And he was in the music business, and he taught me about music. You know, not everything or that I know everything. He told me everything would happen in time, and I would learn better, know better, and do better. So I want to say a pre-happy Earth Day birthday to Sister Naima Ratif, and
well,
that's coming up on
much.
April 15th. Yeah, you know, and then I remember, you know, not only birthday, but come to find out, you know, these are VIP people to me, you know, the very important people, and Dr. Spencer Leake Sr., Earth Day birthday is on April 15th, and these people I met along the way, you know, and it was according to the time. And so everything is in time. Time is to me, is everything, you know. And I'm just happy that I can be a part of the reality of time. And time has brought about a change, you know. I remember it ain't always been this way, Brother Kareem, was in my mind, you know. And now my mind, I can say, is God's mind. So on April 15th, we're going to still be pushing and pulling and encouraging brothers and sisters to come on out and join the parade again. We in it to win, Sister Naima. And we're going to be right behind the Washington Park Fieldhouse, which is 5531 South Cottage Grove. I mean, King Drive, I apologize. That address again is 5131 South King Drive. And we're going to be there at 1 o'clock. So I'd like to invite you out and everybody in Chicago so we can, as they say in the Brotherhood, no doubt, because I am that I am a man on a mission. And, you know,
well,
I work
thank
with
you
Sister
so much.
Daga.
Yes, we thank you so much. We got to take a break now, but thank you so much for all
yes,
that
ma'am.
You do and making us mindful. We got to go to our break now, and we certainly do appreciate your work and your remembrance, and keep doing what you do. And we'll be right back after this quick break,
thank you.
We invite you to stick and stay. Yes, this is the time, and that's something we all have. So we'll be right back after this quick break, and we invite you to stay with us if you're on our switchboard right now. We got another caller on, got a couple of callers on our switchboard. We'll come to you right after the break. So stick and stay, don't stray away. We're coming to 773-960 and 773-436. We'll be right back after this quick break. So. Stay with us.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
We are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And, of course, you can see a visual of us on YouTube. And if we're having issues with our Facebook page, possibly so, but certainly you can see us on our YouTube channel, The Female Solution. And for those who are watching, we greet you this morning, and we got a greeting from Just So Real, Jessica Ingram. Yes. Hey. She says, hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we got Dawn living my life to the fullest. Hey, Dawn. And she says, it shouldn't matter if a broom sweeper, a surgeon have the same size home, nor important they both work hard for their comfort. Some feel they need hierarchy over another. We're all born with the same chances. That is the main issue. Us wanting to have a hierarchy so that some people feel better than others. That is the problem with humanity, the reason why we're having difficulty with something so simple. What if everybody is of equal value? And you can always work for more if you want more, but you as a person should not be seen as more valuable or better than someone. That is the main problem that we have with a system that values everybody's time equally. And don't we sometimes get treated like someone else's time is more valuable than our own? Don't we resent it when people keep us waiting as if what they're doing is more important than our time? Don't we resent that when people are late to appointments? Now, sometimes it can't be helped, and people don't necessarily intend to insult you, but sometimes, like if you go to a doctor's office and you're kept waiting for an hour, but then if you've got an appointment with them, they're not going to wait for you. They're like, oh, you missed your appointment. You have to come back. So are we not valuing each other as of equal importance? And if not, why not? And why do we need to create a hierarchy of some people being more valuable than others? Let's think about that, because that's one of the major reasons why we have discord. Our teachers here in Chicago, our teachers threaten to go on strike every year because they feel like they're not valued. Now, education is a critical thing, but what happens if people don't value you enough to give you the symbol of what it is that we've agreed, which is this monetary symbol? So when teachers feel like they're not valued, they say, well, since you don't value what I do, I'm not going to do it. And then you'll see how valuable it is when you got to stay home with your children instead of sending them to school. We go through this every year in Chicago. Not valuing people who are doing an essential job. And so they force us to recognize the value of what they do by refusing to do it. So we're gonna take some calls. And, of course, we invite you all to either write in your comments. You can go to our YouTube channel and write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. Or you can call in 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891 and speak your thoughts live. And we're going to take this call here, Brother Kareem, and let me know if you've got any other calls on your switchboard. And that is we're going to go to 773-960 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts about living according to service.
Living according to what?
Service. Sharing Earth's resources, voluntarily implementing creative exchange. Yeah. We'll be launching this website, which is called theserviceonline.com. And people will have a chance to actually create a group of people in which they will exchange services, even products. We've got a system where you can exchange things and exchange time and exchange effort and not have to pay money. So we're taking a look at the attitudes that make that possible.
Well, this is Koofy James, labeled Prince by my family, which is a...
Hey, Koofy James, Prince, labeled by your family.
I'm a real prince. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was the leader of the Church of God in Christ over all of Northern California. He created over 200 churches. So my family put that title on me because I'm his descendant.
Ah.
Yeah. I just get back from Texas. I planted over 1,000 lemon trees. And
that's wonderful.
This is on my family property. This is the time. You know, I've been serving all my life, and I recognize it maybe the last 20 years, but coming up as a young child, I used to always teach and help people and guide people. And my mother sat me down one day. She goes, "Where have you been?" I go, "I was around my friends." She goes, "You know what? You always trying to teach somebody something, you know?" And she goes, "Let me tell you something. When you share something with someone, especially black folk," she said, "give them a little time to figure it out."
Wise advice.
Give them a little time to figure it out. But some people ain't sharp. So when you're servicing others, they're going to look at you and like, What put you in the position to serve? I remember I was in the projects, and it was so funny. I was just tired of seeing gang fights. I used to break up gang fights, and I used to see a lot of young women getting molested. And I put a park in the community, and I gave on myself, when I first got my first computer, I reached out to all the grocery stores in the area, called the Children's Museum, got over 300 children's gifts, toys and stuff like that, bikes and basketballs and books, got the family together, two men together, we grilled, we had GCI come out, we had an air... little bouncing air thing. We had cotton candy, and I organized all this, and everybody came out in the projects. It was back to school picnic for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there, and I didn't go through any organization. I did on my own. And the news was going on, and people looking, and they looking around. The mothers are looking around. You know, I mean, I was serving the community. The mother's looking around. They looking around like, what y'all, you know, they're looking at me. And a lady just came up to me. She goes, "Excuse me, you gave this? You organized this?" I go, "Yeah." "Did you go through organization?" I said, "No." She goes, "I don't see any white folks out here." she said, "Who gave you the go-ahead to do this?" I go, "Me." She didn't believe I did this on my own. She goes, "There's got to be a white guy behind you. Who supported you? Who sponsored you?" I go, "I did myself." And I go, we're gathering together. She goes, "No way. That's impossible." And so when you're serving, it's such a delightful thing because in this time, I went to Subway yesterday on the north side of Chicago, and they have up those sensors to, you can't get into the store without looking at the sensor. They look at your eyes. You can't get out of the store without waving your hand. So if you got any kind of criminal background, you got any kind of problems, you can't get out that store.
Now, that is where technology is going to, where everybody's being tracked and labeled and sometimes deprived of things. So Yeah, you've seen a taste of that. But, you know, there's
like
an interesting point
to keep
raised.
I like to keep people abreast of what's happening now because most people, they don't have a sight. I know exactly, the Fed now, the guy who had Cash App, he all of a sudden he died, and they Tuesday they came up with Fed Now. They're going to implement it in July, where people their checks and everything is going to be used through Fed Now app. Fed Now app is going to they want it to be a global app, so they can control your money and your bank. They're going to try to get a erase paper dollar. These people are actually implementing this stuff.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, I don't worry about it because you know what? All the banks are not going to close. It's really up to people to, they can't
force
you on.
That's our point. That's our point. Yeah, we got to take some more calls, but that is the point.
So keep serving.
We have to create something else. Right.
Keep serving. I'm telling you, people have overcome. We the people are the government. You know, we see what the government
is
doing. We see what they're doing.
To understand. That's the whole point, is for us to recognize that. And thank you so much for calling, Koofy. We appreciate you. We're going to take a couple more calls before our next break. But that's the whole point. If we just took control that we already have, we can create whatever system we need. It's like you mentioned the person saying, who's backing you? Did anybody give you permission to do this? We are so conditioned to think someone else has to allow us to do something that we had the power to do all along. And so we don't do things because we keep thinking there's somebody in authority over us, and there isn't. That's part of the mindset that has to be undone. If the banks close tomorrow, you mean you would panic because you think, I can't get things. This is why we're creating this system. So you don't need the banks. You don't need anybody, but just your own, like our brother L.A. says, social capital. You have your group of friends and associates, and you simply agree to exchange. Barter, exchange.
You know?
That's it. Yeah.
You
go right ahead,
know,
and then we'll take another call.
Because there is a concept that is growing. It is growing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is called pay it forward.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
That's kind of what this is. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Someone does something nice for you,
and you do
you
something nice for
them. To pay them, they will. Will encourage you, no, do something good for
that's
someone else.
That's all
no
this is.
Anything.
That's all
pay
this
forward.
Is. Yes.
That's all.
That's
you know,
it.
If I want to share something with us, you know, we're surrounded by technology. And if we're not careful, it will dehumanize us.
Yes.
It will dehumanize us. I want to share a statement with you from Klaus Schwab.
Ooh.
And he's the founder of the World Economic Forum in Davos.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the digital revolution demands a different and more human kind of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
If we do not want to be dominated by technology, we have to become a more human society.
Yes.
What leadership style? What capabilities do we need to master all these technologies? I believe we need to emphasize the more human aspect in leadership as a counterweight to all of these technological advances. If you think about what a human being is, he exists because of brain, soul, heart. What we can replicate in a robot is the brain, but you never will replicate the heart, which is passion, compassion, and the soul, which enables us to believe. The robot will never have the ability to believe in something. So perhaps we will have, at the end of this revolution, possibly, a basis for a new human renaissance. That is absolutely what you're presenting.
Absolutely. A new human renaissance. You're right.
Yeah.
We can't automate everything to the point where we dehumanize the society. And an area code 773-435, your mic is open. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience, and let's have your thoughts on the topic. 473-436. Is that 436?
Hallelujah, greetings.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, greetings, Global Transformers. This is Mama D. Love in Chicago.
Yes, ma'am. Mama D.
Hey,
Love.
Mama D. Love.
Yes.
Glad to hear from you.
Yes. Well, and I'm doing tolerable well. You know, I used to hear my mother say that word, tolerable well. And I was thinking about it recently. Exactly what does that mean? I think it means I can tolerate whatever comes my way.
Yep, that's it. I can
tolerable well.
And I
hope everybody out there in listening land is doing tolerable well. That they are prepared for whatever comes their way. Time is more important than money, because when you run out of time, money will not do you any good. Time is a spiritual thing. It is written in the Black History Bible book, whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that yet a time is coming, and now has come, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kinds of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. And time is a spiritual thing. And when I think about the violence of abortion, I think about stopping the life of a living soul. At the end of the day, it's breathing. And if it's breathing, it's a living soul. And that is why I think it's written that children are a heritage of God. They don't belong to us. And the fruit of the womb, that unborn child, is his reward. And you are pretty bold indeed when you decide, for whatever reason, that you are going to stop the life of this living soul. You're going to end the time that this living soul has. Whatever you want to call it, it's living, and you're trying to stop the time clock, stopped the life cycle, stopped the spiritual being from being. And you're doing it willfully and on purpose. And I feel like this about it. If you're raped by a stranger, a friend, or family member, and you are savvy enough at 10 years old to go to the doctor and say, stop this living soul, you're savvy enough to go to the police station and say, stop this rapist on the loose. So time, when you think about the value, when you run out of time, it's over. You're not going to be rebooted. No, and it's just so sacred and so spiritual. And when somebody wastes your time, they are vulgar. They are wicked, because you cannot get back 1 second of time. And if you stop to waste your time to look back, you may never catch the destiny train that you were supposed to catch. So time is not to be played with. you know? When you're talking about time, you're talking about everything.
That's right.
Because as I said, when you run out of time, money and nothing else is going to do you any good.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's the terminally ill, you know? You can't buy any more time. That's all you got. Yeah.
You know, it is all that you have. And when somebody shares your time, they share your essence.
Yeah.
They share that spiritual part that you are, because time is spiritual. Time is sacred.
Yeah.
Time is God.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Well, Mama D, that is some wisdom today. And, of course, you can hear Mama D every fourth Saturday here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Well, Mama D, that is the whole point. Everybody's time is the same. Of an hour for me is an hour for you and an hour for everybody else. It's the same time. So if everybody values everybody's time, then whatever I contribute in that space of time is just as valuable as whatever else contributes. So we should be able to conceive of that and not say, well, your time, because you're a brain surgeon, is more valuable than this person's time who's sweeping the street, because each service is helping somebody. Maybe I don't need brain surgery, but I do need my streets clean. So I'm valuing that person's time for what they're doing. And that's all we need to do, is just value each other. But thank you so much, Mama D. You've got a couple of the calls we got to take. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. We always appreciate you as, of course, one who has spent some time on this planet and has some thoughts we need to hear. And we appreciate you. Let me go to area code 706-202. Oh, wait a minute. Got to take a break. Hold on. Hold that thought. 706-202. We're going to take a break and come right back and get your thoughts. And Kareem, let me know if you got anybody on your switchboard. We'll certainly share their thoughts as well. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us. And
we have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
We are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891, and press 1, and that'll light your number up. Raise your hand on our switchboard. We'll get your thoughts. We got to caller here, and we're going to come to our call, and I believe we've got a comment that someone wants to share, and Yada says, my experience with a house cleaning business is not everyone has the resources to maintain or manage a big house. The income of the homeowner determines whether they will be able to maintain it. Well, now that is objective, especially someone with a house cleaning business. You know, a lot of times people think they want this big house for the status, which sometimes indicates that they have a large income. And in this society, that's usually what the first thing people do. They want to get the big house. But then if something happens or their income changes, they don't have the means to maintain it or repair it. And then what? And then you end up having to get rid of it or watch it deteriorate. So even our attitudes towards getting status things, we have to take a look at that. You know, if it's only two of us, why do we need a 5-bedroom house? I mean, really, unless you got children and they, you know, you plan for them to grow up and come back and live with you when they're grown with their children. But sometimes we get things we don't even need just because of the status of it, and then we can't even manage it. So anyway, let me go to our caller and area code 706-202 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts on living through service.
Assalamu alaikum.
Unmuted.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And this is brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And to you also, my brother. Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sir.
I sit here in the stolen land of Muscogee Creek in Edenton, Georgia, and this is an excellent topic that we need to be really discussing in depth because, you know, how do you help people that are in poverty? And the best way to help people in poverty is not to become one. The thing that we're looking, thing that we're looking at is something that was written 123 years ago. W.E. Du Bois wrote a book called Negro in Business, and he gave us three things. Mm. He says the man and the woman who can't control his or her finances won't control anything else. And then the second thing he said is nothing positive will ever occur in the community that fails to circulate its dollars. And the last thing he says is to be a poor man is hard, but to be a poor race in a land full of dollars, that's the very bottom of hardship. And so what we're looking at, that was written over 100 years ago, and he wrote this book saying that we need to look at business as a race of people. And what we're talking about, and Mama D was very much on point in looking at time, but the part of time is that what are we emitting? Because the word time spelled backwards says emit. And what we're looking at, looking at money, is that we emit what money, M-O-N-E-Y, stands for, is my own natural energy. Your energy is what you're emitting. And the energy that you emit.
Say that once more, my brother. Please say that once more, the energy part, if you would.
Right. Mm. It's my own natural energy yields. And because that's where you have to look at time. How do I emit my energy to yield me the benefit that's going to help me and my race? And this is what we're looking at, because we've allowed someone else to create an artificial energy that controls an artificial brain, when we have divine intelligence where they're creating artificial intelligence. And what they're doing is they're transmitting and saying that, okay, now you have to have social behavior control. I just sent you, Sister Naima, the piece in where they're taking Facebook, PayPal, all of these apps, all of this technology, and creating a worldwide web of how they're going to implement your resources by your behavior. Your resources are going to be controlled by the behavior, like Kofi was saying. When they can look at your face and say, okay, you got warrants, so you can't come in the store, you can't buy this. They will control your sources. And France Fanon says, each generation out of relative obscurity must fulfill its mission or we all fail. We're looking at a generation now that's coming up that is being guided by technology instead of divine knowledge.
Yeah. That's why we have to create the one that's going to be guided by divine knowledge. You're absolutely right. Other people with another mindset think in terms of how can we control people and how can we control resources and how can we withhold from some people in order to make people do what we want. Their thought is always power over others. That system has never worked. That's why we're at war. That's why we're in conflict. That's why there's vast numbers of people in poverty and starving to death. Because that mindset of I want to control and withhold and deprive. And you think you can do that to people and they're not going to come after you and try to take what you have and kill you to get it. That's why we have robberies. That's why we have theft. So if we eliminate that mindset and instead of thinking how can I have power over someone else, and we think in terms of how can I contribute with my time to the collective good, and everybody's doing that and everybody's sharing, then that changes the whole dynamic. And one thing, if you don't want what people have, then it has no value. So we can render money itself valueless when we create a system that's based on sharing, because if we take everything we have and look at the value of it, we're all very wealthy, but it doesn't have any meaning unless we're sharing and circulating it. That's what gives it value. So people who are wealthy and they're withholding the means of exchange, they're actually the more impoverished people because they are creating a system that causes poverty and causes all the other social ills. So I have this, but what good is it? What good is it doing for others? So when we change the mindset, then people will do what they do because they want to serve. And it's something that they like doing. Everybody can contribute to the whole, and everybody should receive what is necessary for survival. And if you can find a group of people that you know, like, and trust that can understand that basic concept, that's all you need. So this is what we're launching this Saturday on my birthday, and we'll talk about it more during our show, as well as other issues that our Saturday host will be talking about. But we certainly are going to put it out there for people to go to theserviceonline.com and sign up their group and start the process. And we'll take you through the step-by-step process of really evaluating all that you're worth materially, and then all that you're worth, the unlimited worth that you have of your time that you are choosing to share with others in terms of your gifts, talents, and skills. And we will override this plan of those who think in terms of control, because that's not based on the creator's system. And the only thing that will ever last is what's based on the creator's system. Nothing else. It'll be around for a while. We'll do the damage that it does, but then it'll be over. So we're preparing for this new thought. Yes, Brother Kareem.
Yes. Speaking of divine knowledge, it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, a chapter that's in the Quran. And as I stated, it is entitled Time, Time. And Almighty God has said to the whole of humanity, verily, man is at loss, except such as have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Do righteous deeds, and join together in the mutual teaching and sharing of truth.
Absolutely.
And practice good deeds, patience, and constancy at that. So that is a divine knowledge that we will be at loss, except that we have faith. And it's one thing to have faith in the Creator. That is the highest form of faith. But there is another faith. We have to have faith in each other. In the goodness in each other. God identifies himself as a mu'min. And mu'min means a believer. Well, the question is asked, well, you're God. Who should you have to believe in? And God's answer is, I believe in you. I believe in humanity.
Yeah.
So time is very important in how we invest and use our time. And this subject of time cannot be exhausted. Time is as valuable to a poor man as it is a rich man. Or that is your life. You can't get it back. You can't get it back. And how will you spend that time? So, you know, we are to be in service to humanity. That is one of the Muslim creeds. Like our Imam Waqidi Muhammad, he said he is in service to humanity. Salvation for humanity. So what we are presenting now is divine wisdom and divine knowledge in service to humanity. Time.
Absolutely.
I'll say it again. Time. Stop right there.
Absolutely. That is it. Yes.
That's it.
So, and we've got a comment from Zelda. Zelda speaks. She says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen. Oh, Grand Rising to you, beautiful queen. And she says, technology versus the divine will never win. That she's just giving you an amen. That's right. She says, the creator is in control, not man's AI. More broken and shattered lives. Absolutely. We keep thinking that just because people have a plan, that it's going to win. And what is it saying? Man plans? Allah plans? Allah is the best of planners. That certainly is the birthed in the Quran. And one of the things that we learn is that no matter how much people think they can come up with a strategy to rule the world and they can control people and enslave people, it doesn't last. I mean, slavery in America lasted longer than it should have, but it's over. And even though they try to prolong it through the prison system, that's not going to work because you can't sustain it. You can't sustain an economy when you lock up people and remove them from the society. Then what do you do with your families? And you remove the stabilizing forces in the community, the elders. None of what has been created to try to control is working. So let's remove it and create something that does work, something as basic as service. Let us serve each other. And you know what you say, Brother Kareem, about everybody's time being valuable. And then, of course, Mama D said the same thing. If we all know that we're going to contribute something to the collective, we simply choose what it is we're going to give. If, you know, if I'm a painter and, you know, whether I'm painting buildings or painting murals or whatever my creative skill is, and I love doing it, so it's something that I'm doing willingly, not something I have to be made to do, not something that I have to be forced to do, not something I have to be beat to do. It's something that the Creator put inside of me to give, to serve. So if we would just let God's way work, we'll have this thing figured out. Because everybody comes here with some kind of drive to do something that either is planted in them or it was born into them, but they already have something that they came here to share. So let's let them share it and be a part of the collective good. And all of us are valuable. And nobody is more important than anybody else because all of us are the same equal expression of the creative energy of the universe we call God. So let us all give what we have been born to give and share.
You know, we have in the Hadith, which is the sayings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, he has shared with us revelation from Almighty God that does not meet canonization, but it is a valuable statement from him. To take the life of an innocent person is as if you have killed the whole of humanity. To save the life, to save a life, is as if you have saved the whole of humanity. Why? Because we are all one. We are all one soul. When we get through, we're all one. And you can't put a dollar on the value of a human life. So just suppose, his name is escaping me now, a brother that came up with blood transfusion.
Oh, yeah. It was Daniel Hale Williams or he was the heart person. But yes.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
Just suppose his life had been cut short.
Ooh, all the people that would be dying. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. See? So this idea of it's not the money. It's the overabundant love and the greed. We have not been given a new idea like you're presenting now. Another idea so that we do not suffer under greed and oppression. I want your part, I want my share, and I want your share, and I want everyone else's share. God says to us in the Quran that it is Satan that threatens you with poverty. Now, Look at that. We are concerned about the high crime. Well, that high crime is associated with poverty.
Right.
And that is how you can manipulate the human being to commit crimes by withholding sustenance from them, by withholding the provisions from them. It is Satan that have us living like we're living and thinking like we're thinking. We have to come into a new mindset that we're all one humanity and we're on this one planet, this one blue marble, as they called it, and we are all one species, one soul, one soul. We are one humanity. And so when we are willing to share, when someone has seen
Charles Drew,
Charles Drew. Thank you. Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah, Father Kwame just
texted me. Yes, ma'am. If you do something for someone else and not expecting any pay, but you know, you're other than just to help that person, we all have to admit we feel good.
Yes.
We feel good about it.
Yes.
We feel good even about our own value, about our own. I brought joy to another human being. I met the needs of another human. I have worth. So praise be to Almighty God. We have to correct our thinking.
Yes.
First, correct our heart.
Yes.
Stop being selfish.
That's rich, sir.
And want to dominate.
Yeah.
And we're all one family. We come from one ancestor. I don't care what color you are, all of that.
All one.
We all are one and one creation, and that is human. But we have to be willing to share.
That's it. That's all. Yeah. Well, we got another caller on the line and some comments. Area code 312848. Your mic is open. Grand Rising. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment.
Grand Rising, Ramadan Mubarak. I wanted to say that you're absolutely right, and we cannot, you know, heal until we learn to share goodwill with each other, you know, unselfishly. And I'm willing to participate. I have a private foundation, and I'm proposing to open up a training center so that we can teach those values to others, and so we can prosper in our community and begin to start the healing process. And so I'd like to, if God's willing, to join the team and start putting forth a good effort and do it sincerely, because I've joined many teams, and unfortunately, I always be the first one. Well, the first female to do it, and then it don't continue. So I'm willing to see this go on and on and on, inshallah, if God's willing.
Yes. So well, we certainly appreciate that, Rashid Ali. We'll be looking for you. So look out for it on Saturday, April 15th, www.theserviceonline.com. We're going to send out a text message to all of our connections globally, you know, and get you started, because this is so simple. So look for it. Saturday, April 15th, we're launching www.theserviceonline.com. And we're excited because it really gives a structure to the philosophy so that we can begin to create a system of sharing and eventually phase out the monetary system, so that we don't have to worry if somebody's going to take it all away, the banks will close, and then they're going to decide that we can't eat because they can scan our eyeballs, and we go in the grocery store and they decide that we can't eat because they don't like how we behave, they don't like what's in our record, and all the people have to live in fear that they're going to be deprived. We're going to remove all that, removing all the fear, and give us back what we always had, which was each other. So we've got a couple of comments here.
You're very kindly.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Sister Rashida. We appreciate you and looking forward to you participating as well. And we got just a couple of minutes left, and let me read some of our comments here. Let's see. And Beata says, we have to rethink and redefine the term fruits of our labor. Higher expectations when you invest time and money in your labor. I think when you invest your time in something, it's something you want to perfect, and you should want to be the best at it. So I think that if people have a desire to be their best, then they want to invest in time and the fruits of their labor that they can do a great job and get what they want and need. And Dawn, living my life to the fullest, says, exactly, we have the same chances in life. No matter what type of job one has, God knows better. Not people of what people or what happened to another. He will provide as one asks. Absolutely. And Dawn says, as people, we need to do better, help one another no matter what. Absolutely. And Dawn says, don't judge, just juggle to make things work for you. Absolutely. And she said, amen. I'm joining as well. All right. Look for it. TheServiceOnline.com. We're looking forward to doing some great things. And she says, happy birthday. Thank you so much. Yes, you're beautiful as well. Thank you, Dawn. We appreciate you. And we are so excited because we have something we can put energy into and see it actually change lives. And that's why we're here. That's why you participate in this morning think tank. We think of ways to create what we need. We think of solutions. So we want to thank you all for being a part of the solution today. Thank you, Brother Kareem, for your wisdom as always. And thanks to everybody who called in and commented and those who wrote in and commented. We appreciate you so very much. Look for it on Saturday, April 15th, www.theserviceonline.com. And all you have to do is put together your service group and start that process of just serving, paying it forward, barter, exchange, give, serve, love. That's what it's all about. So we thank you all so much. And join us tomorrow as we are, again, joining our dear sister for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And until then,
we've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya,
Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.